fourth and final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Friday afternoon. A lot of you are working from home during this COVID-19 pandemic. You can stream us from anywhere. Download the Game Nashville app. You can enable Alexa Skill or Google Home and ask it to play 102.5 The Game live stream from our website. Or you can also live stream from our website at thegamenashville.com. So a lot of options for you to listen to us. All right, it is trivia time, and we've got some cool prizes. Let's see, we've got, looks like some DVDs. You got some John Wick DVD, Robin Hood, starring Jamie Foxx DVD, copy of The Office Season 6 on DVD. We've got tickets to see Deftones on August 30th. Okay, we got a lot of good stuff here on Trivia Friday. This is what we do on Fridays in the 1 o'clock hour for a little bit. You also hear from Mookie Betts a little bit later this hour, too. Really good conversation that we had with him. Let's unveil the categories. Guys, Willie, what do you got?
I have uniform numbers, and I will even allow the competitor to give me the sport you want me to give you somebody from. So if you're more of a hockey person than a football person, or more of a baseball person than a basketball person, you get a choice between the four biggies: baseball, basketball, football, and hockey.
Okay. All right.
I like that.
And my goal this week is not to be hammered by the audience for having questions that are too difficult.
Or people in promotions.
Or people, yes, that even because, I work with.
Because
yes.
I got a text message asking. I got a text message asking why we didn't give anything away, and I said because Willie made the questions too hard. That's why.
Yeah.
I have felt the backlash for, you know, so that's where it all started. So I got on the list last Friday for that, and now I've been on the list this Friday already. So 2 weeks in a row. I'm working on a Jared Stillman type streak here.
And that is not a streak you want to be working on.
No.
By the way, got a ways to go, but I'm working on it.
Yeah, you've got like a long ways to go, but still, every streak's got to start sometime.
That was
awesome. You ended trivia last week with who had an assist on a goal. I mean, that's when everybody was like, okay.
Yes.
Enough
is enough.
I gave
hints.
I know, but come on.
It was multiple choice.
I know, but still.
You had
like
two
assist.
You had a chance of 2 out of 5 numbers, right? If you could assign the player to the number, all you had to do was get one of the two. I just did not think that was that hard.
And as I said,
I asked
to you,
who got the assist on Kevin Fiala's overtime game winner.
Yeah. And I told you
it was two forwards, and I said they were between numbers of 15 and 19.
19. I know, but still. Like I said, why didn't you ask about time on ice or shifts? I mean, what's next? I mean, how many shifts over, under? I mean, come on. That was a little too much. I'm just saying.
You got to earn it. You have to earn this prize. I want people to win, but you have to earn it. You'll feel good about yourself if you earn this prize.
I agree, but there is a point where it's like, okay, that's a little too tough. They don't need to be bunnies, of course, but like, wow, okay. Chase, what do you got? What's your category?
I'm going to go with the Tennessee Titans.
The Tennessee Titans, like, since they've been here,
yes,
the franchise.
Now, there could be some questions that link back to the Oilers, but I'm trying to keep it Titans.
Well, but if it's Tennessee Titans, then why would you have a link back to the Oilers?
Well, I don't want to answer that because then I might give away some questions.
Okay.
But
all right,
just bear with me.
My category is going to be Nashville Predators 2017 playoffs. So it'll be the 2016-17 season, but it'll be around that 2017 playoff run. Okay, to the Stanley Cup final. So, questions about that playoff run.
Okay.
That'll be my category. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. We talked to Brett Okamoto from ESPN. In fact, he was on Get Up this morning, but UFC 249 is not going to take place next Saturday, April 18th. That event has been postponed. So we had a really good conversation with Brett on that and just kind of the whole history about it. So if you didn't get a chance to hear it, you can go back and listen to it. It was in the to start the second hour of the program. But right now, we're going to need your phone calls. We're going to need you to get involved. Also, the XFL has told everybody right now, everybody, we know the season's been shut down, and they need to cease operations.
Yeah, that's a shame, too, because I actually thought they were going to make it to at least the second season. And they could still, I guess, but I don't feel very good about it now if they're officially suspending operations and laying everybody off.
Yeah, I don't really know if I completely understand. Does that mean they're done or they're just done for now?
Well, I mean, if they were done for now, wouldn't you word it differently? If you're laying people off, like in actually using the word laid off, I mean, that means you're just they're gone.
But are they saying the XFL it's over, like that's it?
I don't think they are saying that. I think I'm inferring, but I kind of feel like that's what it is. I mean, I feel like it's done. And
well, when they announced the season was suspended a few weeks ago, they said, you know, go ahead and insert your snarky tweets here, but we're coming back. You know, that was the tone of it. You know, the very defiant, like, this is not the end. We will be back. But I guess only time will tell.
Okay. All right, 615-737-1025. Let's start things off with Derek. Derek, get us going here on this Friday trivia.
Hey, what are my choices, Darren?
Predators, it's 2017 playoffs. Tennessee Titans with Chase, and Willie has, what's your category, Willie?
Uniform numbers,
and that's any sport.
Willie's category, being rude to people at the five-way.
Getting the head
let's
shakes.
Let's go with the Houston Oilers.
Oh, the Houston Oilers. Chase.
All right, let's do this. Adam Pac-Man Jones, former Titan. Where did he go to college?
Oh, Thug U?
I don't think that's
an accredited
university.
You have to be a little bit more specific.
Did you see where he just got accused of a murder for hire plot?
No, that was no. Chris Johnson.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Adam Jones. Chase, I don't know it. I couldn't tell you that to save my life.
So you don't have a guess?
I couldn't even begin to know.
Okay. Do you guys know?
Yeah, of course.
West Virginia,
of course.
Oh, the Mountaineers. All right. Well, maybe next time. You guys have a great weekend.
All right, Barrett. You too. Yeah, West Virginia. I was going to give a hint and say they have practiced social distancing well. That's what I was going to – that was my hint.
Ah, I was going to start singing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was going to say they burn couches.
Yeah, but Country Roads, Take Me Home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would give it away.
615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. One thing that we haven't mentioned is quickly, and we'll get back to the phones, is did you guys see where, ironically, the Texans have acquired the services of Brandon Cooks, the wide receiver from the Rams?
Yeah, that's their supposed answer to trading DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, they obviously
needed
somebody.
What's interesting is I saw some fallout of that. This goes to our discussion earlier in the show with Wes Durham. They are in such salary cap jail right now. Mm-hmm. It is costing them a ton of money. It's a very expensive move to pull that move off.
The Rams send Brandon Cooks and a fourth-round pick in 2022 because the Rams have no picks either, just like the Texans. It's interesting, two teams that barely have any picks, and they're getting a second-round pick in return. Let's go to Jackson.
They have to pay the dead money. They're paying the dead money on Cooks' contract, so it's costing them money to make this deal. So they lose the player, and they still take on salary cap.
It looks like that was a team that truly went for it, and they got to the Super Bowl. They didn't win it all, and now they're going to pay the steep, steep price of getting to the Super Bowl, right? Because it looks like they're going in the wrong direction. The Rams. All right, 737-1025, 615-737-1025. Let's go to Jackson. Jackson, you're next up. Where would you like to start?
Guys?
How you doing?
Good, good. I was calling in for the trivia game I saw on Twitter with Willie Donick posting it.
All right, which category did you want to start with? Uniform numbers, Titans, or Predators playoff in 2017?
Let's do Predators playoffs 2017.
Okay. All right, Jackson. Let's go to round two against the Blues.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let's see. Where do I want to go with this?
I went to one of the
road
games.
What is this? You're
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's
you're,
not.
You're not
I
ready
to
for
go.
Your first question. Have you been like working on this all
yes.
week and like
okay.
being ready? Like you're all over me for my questions.
I know. Just give me a break here, okay? I misplaced where my sheet was. All right, what I had in front of
this
me.
This is
I was
live
ask.
Radio.
I know, Jackson. I'm sorry. We're gonna start with game two against Chicago at the United Center. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is back to round one versus the Blackhawks, 1-8. The Predators had three guys.
Yep.
I mean, four guys, excuse me. They won 5-0 over the Blackhawks in game two. They had four of their five goals.
Yep.
Four of them were scored by a guy that netting their first ever playoff goal. Name two of the four that netted their first ever playoff goal in that 5-0 win over Chicago.
Kevin Fiala had the snipe at the end of the game, which was his first goal. That was a beauty, top shelf. And then also Mika Salamaki, I believe, scored a goal during that game. We had him score one. And then I believe number 26, Harry, I'm blanking on his name, but I think he scored one that game. And then I also think another one, Freddie Gaudreau may have scored one that game as well.
Well, I need you just to give me two. Just give me two of those answers you threw out there.
I'm going to go with Kevin Fiala, number 22, and then Mika Salamaki.
Kevin Fiala and Mika Salamaki, netting their first ever playoff goals. Jackson, let me just tell you, I felt like you were going to blow right through this because you nailed the Kevin Fiala. You were all over that one.
Yeah.
But Mika Salamaki did not have his first playoff goal, and the one that you were alluding to there, I was kind of hoping you'd go down. Harry's owner, Chuck, was the guy that you were looking for. He did have his first playoff goal. The other two answers were Colton Sissons and Ryan Ellis.
Oh, Ryan Ellis, yeah.
Wow, yeah, Ryan Ellis.
Remember, we talked about that recently when I said, when that happened, I remember us going, Ryan Ellis, that was his first playoff goal? Come on, no way. That was the first. Ironically, that was the game-winning goal. That was the first goal of that game. So, Jackson, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, Mika was not the correct answer. But thanks for participating.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
I thought he was on it, man. And when
I thought he was too.
I feel it now. Can we have a conversation about this, Chase? I want your honest answer here. Was that any easier or harder than my questions last week? That was pretty hard. That guy dropped a lot of knowledge.
Two of the four?
And he's going home. He's going home without a win. He's going home with nothing.
Well, here's the thing. It was difficult.
That was hard. You had to know who scored the goals in game two.
But we've talked a lot about that
series. Well, we've talked
lately.
A
we've
lot
it
about
lately.
It.
I mean, I see what he did there. He's tying
That's tough.
Things that we've been talking about and playing on the show. So it's challenging, but gettable.
We went through all this stuff on the show.
You're asking about assists. He's asking about goals.
Game-winning goals and first playoff goals.
I gave multiple choice. You had to get one out of five to get mine right. You had to get. He gave two out of four and gave no choices.
Don't drag me into your mud.
That was brutal.
Don't drag me into your mud, okay?
I'm dragging you down.
Kevin Fiala, Ryan Ellis, Colton Sissons, and Harry Z. It's not like these are, you know, obscure names in the ECL. I mean, come on.
By the way,
the category is 2017 playoffs with the Predators.
Players,
like, you put your mindset
played in that.
In the 2017 playoffs. Look, you're trying to drag me into your mud, and I'm not gonna have you drag me into your dark places. Okay, your dark trivia.
737-1025. We need more contestants so we can expose Darren as a poor asker. He was hemming and hawing all over the place. He couldn't even come up with a question for about 10 minutes.
Wow. You are just now you're just throwing out stuff that you are grasping
Willie,
for.
Willie
straws.
Is in the deep end of a pool with arms
hey,
flailing right
I
now.
I got put on the list. I got put on the list, okay? I'm a little edgy.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, and rightfully so, okay? I'll speak for both of us. You were put on there, rightfully so.
I got
and
put
the
on
caller.
I got put on the list by my teammate, you know. It is what it is.
Right. All right, you and Mr. Bobblehead, we'll come back. Get more calls. See if you want to participate in a little Friday trivia with us. 737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll do that next. Little Friday trivia. Gotta like that music. This should get you in the mood for trivia. 737-1025. Best game show theme music was what?
I'm partial to Family Feud.
That's good.
I like that one.
I love the $20,000 pyramid.
That's a good one.
What was the one he just played?
That was Let's Make a Deal from back in the 80s.
Yeah, back in the day. Press Your Luck was not bad.
I love
Match Game.
The one thing that I've been doing some after the show is the new Let's Make a Deal with Wayne Brady is always on, and I've been watching that after the show because it comes on during the day.
By the way, I was just watching Ozark. I'm in season 2 now. Were they not just watching Press Your Luck? At the bad people's house, I'm drawing blanks on their name again. The husband and wife that, they were watching Press Your Luck.
Oh boy!
Why am I drawing blanks on their name? What's their last name?
You have Darlene, and you have
no. What's their last name? I'm drawing blanks. I'll think about it. Let's go to Josh. Josh, you're next up here on Friday Trivia. Where would you like to begin?
Let's do Titans with Chase.
Titans with Chase. All right, we can do that. Let's go down memory lane here. Which Titans running back tandem were best known as Smash and Dash?
Lindell White and Chris Johnson.
There you go. That is correct.
Fire! By the way, it's the Snells. Duh. That's right. It's the Snells.
Oh, yeah.
The Snells were watching Press Your
Luck. Jacob and Darlene. Wonderful people.
Just really, really salt of the earth people. Good stuff. All right, Josh, where do you want to go next?
I'll go with you, Derek.
Okay. 2017 Predators playoff run. Let's go game one, round two, in St. Louis against the Blues. Unfortunately, this Predator player went down in the first period with a really, really bad injury. Who was that player?
I want to say it was Kevin Fiala. He broke his leg.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Josh, you didn't sound confident, but you are correct.
Oh,
indeed.
Cool.
Kevin Fiala really, really bad injury. 17-minute delay to get him off the ice. It was a bad, bad moment for all of us that were there in attendance. But, yeah, Kevin Fiala was correct. All right, Willie, uniform numbers for the win.
All right, Josh, you get to choose. Baseball, basketball, football, or hockey?
Let's go football.
Football. All right. I need the number that Super Bowl quarterback of the Carolina Panthers, Jake Delhomme, wore. What was Jake Delhomme's number?
I remember Jake Delhomme.
For the prize, Jake Delhomme, quarterbacked against the Patriots in the Super Bowl once upon a time. Longtime starter in Charlotte.
I'm going to go number 12.
Final answer?
I guess so, yeah.
Is it 12?
Woo! All right.
It is not 12.
16,
I was waiting for Marquise. I sent you the answer. Marquise, are you there?
I hated
it. Was he swept out of the studio?
I mean,
what happened?
Awful. I don't want to hear you sing anything again. Seriously, it was that bad.
Oh, boy. Unfortunately, we got
Delhomme
a false start.
17.
Yeah, a false start.
What happened?
It was not 12. We were looking for 17.
Okay.
Josh, good attempt, man. You're close. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, guys.
See, that's how you get. There you go. We were right there.
Now, was that too hard? Was that okay for the win?
That's fine.
That's all right.
I mean, Jake Delhomme was around for a long time. He was good.
I mean, I knew the answer, and immediately it was like 17.
I thought those were all
okay. Good, very good.
Those were all gettable questions, right?
Yeah.
All right. 737-1025. Come on, chop chop. We need more players. Let's go.
We got.
Who knows their trivia?
More
Bring
prizes
it on
the line.
Either that or we're going to start talking about Marty and Wendy Bird on Ozark, okay?
Which I won't be able to really help with that.
Have you not started?
Not yet. I'm finishing up other things.
Mm. Well, you're missing out.
I'll get there.
Tell you what, you can say a lot of things about Ozark. Dull is not one thing. Every episode is like, holy cow. There is nothing dull about Ozark. Willie, where are you?
I'm in season three, but I've been.
Oh, you're in season three
around
now. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, I watched the first two a long time ago. I just haven't really gotten deep into season three. I'm on episode three of season three.
Okay. I'm just in the early stages of season two. You've heard us bring this up several times on the show today. If you did not hear Mookie Betts on the show yesterday, it was, and we've talked to him for years, it was probably the most candid interview we've ever had with Mookie Betts. It was really good. Very relaxed and just a fantastic interview with him. We've trimmed that down. We talked to him for almost 30 minutes yesterday, but we've cut that down. We want you to hear some of that, and we will come back and play Mookie on the other side of Darren, Donick, and Chase. ESPN 102.5 The Game. Okay, evidently there were a couple. I don't have a screen in front of me to see the phone calls, but evidently we had some people that still want to participate in trivia, so let's do that. Let's bring up Mike. Mike, you're up next here on Friday Trivia. Where would you like to start?
I'm sorry, Willie. Can you repeat the categories?
Well, Willie's category is uniform numbers. Chase has got Titans, and I've got Predators 2017.
Okay, let's go Titans.
All right. Mike, here we go. Hall of Famer Bruce Matthews played every position on the offensive line in his career, but which position did he play the most?
I'm going to say – left tackle.
Left tackle is his final answer. That is incorrect. He only played 17 games at left tackle. Do you guys know the answer, Darren and Willie?
Are you just asking center, guard, tackle, or does it you have to be specific?
It's specific.
Man.
That's tough, man. That's 20 years.
Well, it's what he played, you know, with the Titans.
I'm going to say
guard.
Left guard.
Left guard is correct. 99 games at left guard. Okay, maybe I made that one too hard.
I would have gone, less specific. Guard,
I would have been guard,
center.
Tackle, center. I would have narrowed it down to three.
Well, as you have been saying, I'm learning. I'm learning the balance here.
We're learning. We need more people. We need to keep these things peppering. Let's go, people. Keep going. We got another caller on the line. Who's the next contestant on Friday Trivia? Well, I think we need a snappy game show host. Maybe Marquise could be our guy. 737-1025. Come on, bring it.
Let's go to Christian. Christian, you're up next. Where would you like to start?
All right, Chase, let's do Titans. Take it easy on me.
Take it easy on you. All right.
That's a song. That's a Little River Band. Boom. 80s, or late 70s soft rock for 100.
I'm too young. I don't remember.
Which Titans quarterback was the first to throw a touchdown pass to himself?
To himself. I think it was Steve McNair.
Is that your final answer?
Why not? Yeah, roll with it.
That is incorrect.
Boo! That was hard, man.
It just happened not long ago.
Say, it really wasn't that hard.
Mariota
in Kansas City.
Oh, man. All right, guys.
I thought it was too easy.
Yeah, I thought, honestly, that was a bunny.
Hey, somebody to the text line said my Bruce Matthews question wasn't that hard.
Okay. Well, Ricky, we disagree.
It wasn't Ricky.
Tell Ricky to step up to the plate. Let's go.
I thought that one though was a bunny. Sorry, Christian. I thought that was pretty easy. I mean, how many times does that happen, right? That's one that to me we'll always remember that play.
Yeah.
Because you don't see that.
That started the comeback.
Well, yeah, it did. Travis Kelce going down is what really started it.
That helped.
He was – honestly, it felt like – you know what it felt like? It felt like what Chris Johnson, when the Titans were playing the Ravens. Back the last – I think that was the last time they won a division, Chase. What year was that?
2008,
yeah. That's the last time I think the Titans won a division. Am I wrong on that? I think that's right. 2008, yeah.
I don't think so. I think
we're in 2020. But, hey, the Texans have won four of the last 6 years. But, hey, back in 2008, the last time – it's not that big of a deal to win a division. I get it. I know. So the last time the Titans did it was 2008, Chase, and they were playing the Ravens. And Chris Johnson was shredding the Ravens. I think he had like 75 yards rushing in the first quarter. And then he went down, and the game changed. After that, the whole complexion of the game, and that's what Kansas City was doing, right? They were in control. Travis Kelce was chewing up the Titans, and he went down, and everything changed.
A certain wide receiver that we all know had a touchdown in that game, I believe, for Baltimore. Mm-hmm. In 2008.
Yeah, a big one.
I think he slammed it up against the wall.
Yeah.
Threw it very hard against the wall in the end zone.
Which was very uncharacteristic for him. He never liked to trash talk or.
Mm-mm. He was not an emotional guy at all.
Never.
Very.
Never.
Guys, we have
like
our next contestant ready to go.
Just very even kill. Very just like Willie. Just very even. Not emotional at all. But yeah, that was 2008, Chase. The last time the Titans won a division title, 2008.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you for letting me know.
But I know it's not hard to do. Let's go to Thomas. Thomas, you're up next. Porth, did you listen to that conversation? Thomas, you're up next.
How's it going?
On Friday Trivia. Where do you want to start?
Let's do jerseys and football.
Well, they're separate
football
categories.
Jerseys.
Oh, you want jerseys. Specifically football jersey, okay?
Yeah. Yes, excuse
uniform
me.
Numbers in football. Okay. Let's go with quarterback Alex Smith. Alex Smith, and we will be specific and give me Alex Smith's number for the 49ers.
Was it 11?
That is correct. Alex
well
Smith
done.
Has worn number 11.
All right.
He's been 11 for all three of his teams, the 49ers, the Chiefs, and the Redskins. Number 11 for all three.
I will go with Titans next.
All right. Let's see if you can. I believe in you. I think you can get this question. Kevin Dyson is famous for home run throwback, a.k.a. the Music City Miracle. But time and time again, the story has been told that he didn't practice the play. It wasn't supposed to be him. Can you give me one of the two players that were supposed to be in the play? I think you can do this. I believe in you.
Say it
was
one more
one
time.
Of them Derek Mason?
Derek Mason is one of those players. That is correct.
He was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Do you guys know the other one?
It was Dorsett, right?
Anthony Dorsett.
It was Anthony Dorsett. Very good.
He, too, was knocked out.
All right, I'm going to struggle with this next one. Let's do it.
Okay. All right, Thomas. I could definitely tell you wanted a football theme. Unfortunately, I do not have a football theme for you, but I will trim this down and try to make this as easy as possible. In game one versus the Blues, we're back to round two against St. Louis. Now, just hang with me here. Okay, the Predators eked out a 4-3 victory. So they scored four goals. And in that game, a certain Predators defenseman had 3 points in that game, and he became the first Predator defenseman in Preds history to have a 3-point game in the playoffs. Now, the reason I say, you know, I've narrowed it down to now you know it's a defenseman. So a defenseman in that game for the Predators in the 4-3 victory in game one of round two against the Blues had a 3-point game, and he was the first defenseman in Predators history to do that in the playoffs. Can you name that defenseman for the win?
Was it Yossi?
Was it Roman Yossi? Marquise?
I don't know if Marquise knows.
No, okay, I just sent
I don't
it
think
to
he
him.
Knows
that,
the answer.
That was on me. I know. I sent it to him late, and I hate this. Unfortunately, it was not Roman Yossi. That's a good guess. It's a really good guess. This guy had a goal and two assists. We actually thought in this game, you remember, it looked like he could have had a hat trick. A couple of goals were not end up not being his. But who were we looking for, guys? Anybody know the answer?
PK.
Yep.
Yes.
PK Subban. And I knew I know. That's why I did that, because I figured you'd have it narrowed down to, you know, a 50-50 shot. Yossi or PK.
Well, to tell y'all something, I moved up here in February of 2017. Didn't watch much hockey before that playoff run, and that playoff run is what got me into hockey. So I had a chance, but it wasn't a great one.
Well, you tried, and we appreciate the effort. Remember, we do this every Friday, so don't be a stranger to Friday Trivia, okay?
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a good one.
All right, thanks, Thomas. Is Trey still there?
Yes, he is.
Yep.
All right, Marquise. Let's go to Trey. Trey, you're up next here on Friday Trivia. Where would you like to start?
Let's start Titans.
All right. The Tennessee Titans. Let's see if you can get this one. The Titans drafted the brother of Titans wide receiver Kevin Dyson with their first pick. It was a second rounder in the 2001 draft. Can you tell me this brother's name?
Kevin Dyson's brother. James. I have no clue.
Hey, you tried. You
did try.
You took a stab at it.
You did.
James is better than I have no clue, because we know his name is not I have no clue.
Andre.
Yeah.
Andre
Dyson
for Andre.
Dang. Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Look.
Where would you put that on the difficulty scale?
All you can do is try. That's the only
legit question. That's a seven. That's a seven on a scale of 1 to 10. Because we're a few years removed from Andre.
Yeah, but that's skittable. That's
I gave
fine.
Hints.
Yeah, that was fine.
All right. Trevor.
Willie, you didn't chime in with my last question, so I guess you didn't have a problem with my PK question.
Well, you tried to make it easy.
Well, I just said it was a defenseman. I mean, you know. I was narrowing it down. I didn't say PK or Yossi. I just said it was a defenseman. So I figured that he would probably narrow it down to those two. Man, we've been close. We've been right there.
You know that really only four would have a chance to have 3 points in a game, realistically. So, I mean, it's one of four if you know the four. So, and then probably of those four, there's two more likely than the other two. So he gave a good guess. That was legit.
Were you just throwing shade at me?
We need more players. Let's go. 737-1025. Let's go. What are we waiting on? 615. 737-1025. We've got to have the snappy game show host. Keep it moving.
Did you just throw shade at Matt Irwin?
We have Trevor?
Huh?
We do have Trevor.
You're not answering my question. We have Trevor? I don't.
Well, when's the last time you saw Matt Irwin? It was 3 points in a game.
I'm just messing with you. Jeez. Gosh. We're so uptight.
Everybody is
put on
salty
the list.
Today. There's a lot of salt here.
Ever since Willie got put on the list again, he's been a little salty. All right, let's go to Trevor. Trevor, where do you want to start?
Let's start with 2017 playoffs.
2017 playoffs. All right, let's skip to the Western Conference Final, all right, against the Ducks at the Honda Center. They were a little late arriving, that crowd. It didn't feel like a Western Conference Final. Trevor, that was an exciting first game. Remember, that was what was interesting about this run is the Predators would grab that early lead on the road and take game one, and that was no different in this one. It took more than 60 minutes. It took almost 70 minutes before the Predators got it done, but this person did get it done with the game-winning goal. In fact, I think Corey Perry was trying to slide and prevent this puck from getting in, but nonetheless, it did. Can you name the game-winning goal? If not, I'll give you multiple choice. Who had the game winner in game one of the Western Conference Final against the Ducks?
I want to say Sissons.
Do you want to go with that, or do you want multiple choice?
We'll go multiple choice.
Okay. Is it A, Philip Forsberg? Is it B, Colton Sissons? Or is it C, James Neal? Forsberg, Sissons, or Neal are your choices?
I'm going to stick with Sissons.
He's going to stick with Colton Sissons. Unfortunately, that's incorrect.
Yeah. It happened.
It was James Neal. James Neal had the overtime winner.
Before I go, Darren, a couple weeks ago, you always talked about your favorite sports memorabilia. I tried to tweet in, but couldn't get it. But mine is a signed autographed ball by Sandy Koufax.
So
that's cool.
Ooh, I hope that one's in a case.
It is. And it has an authenticity certificate and everything.
Oh, if you could tweet that our way, I want to see that.
Okay, I'll do it. Might be over the weekend when I get a time off.
Great.
I'll send it to you then.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Did we think that was too hard?
No.
Is that too much?
I don't think so. Thank you.
You should have given multiple choice right off the bat.
Okay. Well, I mean, he jumped to the category, so I thought,
because
you
basically
know,
said, do you know it? Okay. And then he said, I know it, and you tried to steer him the other way, which he should have taken the cue there.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back. We've got more calls. We'll come back and wrap up with more calls here on Friday Trivia. Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. This is probably the most recognizable game show music, I would guess. I think that's pretty safe. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, Friday Trivia. As we sit here on this gorgeous day, temperatures are a little bit cooler, but, man, it is fantastic outside. Let's go back to the phones. 615-737-1025. Let's bring up Ryan.
Oh, Ryan. I'm ready.
All right, where do you want to start?
Oh, man, what are my choices?
Well, you've got uniform numbers, Titans, or Predators playoff run in 2017.
Let's go Titans.
All right. Here we go, Ryan. In 2006, this Titan stomped on the head of Cowboy center Andre Girard.
Albert Haynesworth.
That is correct.
Oh, let's go. Yes.
I mean, that's history.
Do I get another one?
Do you get another one? No, you got to go through other categories. So where do you want to go now?
Sorry.
Uniform numbers or Preds playoff run?
Let's go Preds playoffs.
Okay. What's your confidence level on Predators playoff run in 2017?
I'm feeling pretty confident. I went downtown a couple times for a couple of those games.
Okay.
I'm feeling pretty good about it.
All right. Let's do this. Let's stay in the Western Conference Final. You want to do that?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right. You should probably
maybe.
You should probably remember Game 6, the one that punched the ticket into the Stanley Cup Final.
Sure.
And there was one player in that game that had a hat trick.
Yes.
Who was that player who had a hat trick for the Predators in the 6-3 victory?
It was, oh, man, it wasn't one of the big boys. It was it Colton Sissons?
Is that your final answer?
Do I get a couple choices or no?
It should be your final answer.
No, you know what? I'll go with it, man. I'm ready. I'll go with Colton Sissons.
It should be your final answer. It's your final answer because it's correct.
Oh,
well done.
Gets it to LeBron for three for the win. Yes!
All right, Ryan, for the win. Willie, uniform numbers.
All right, Ryan, you get to choose what sport, baseball, basketball, football, or hockey.
Okay, let's see.
I give you the player, you give me the number.
Let's go basketball.
Basketball, hoops. Here we go. Celtics great Paul Pierce. What number?
Oh, Paul Pierce. Oh, man. Oh, man, I'm between two numbers. 34.
Gets it to LeBron. 4-3 for the win. Yes!
Oh, got it.
Go, baby.
Yes!
He's got it. We have a winner.
We have a winner. Ryan?
It took until 53 minutes after the hour to get it, but we have a winner. And enthusiastic. Well to go. Way to go, Ryan.
Ryan, we are going to put you on hold, and you can tell Marquise what prize you want. You can pick of all the prizes, okay?
Wow, that is awesome. Man, you guys
the truth.
Thank you guys so much.
The truth, number 34.
Thank you, Ryan. Good job.
Did you guys have Paul Pierce?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We will put him on hold. Let's go to Terry. Terry, you're up next. Welcome in.
How you doing, guys?
Where would you like to start?
Let's start with the Titans, I guess.
All right. We're going to go to that 2008 playoff game that Darren wanted to bring up. Who was the starting quarterback for the Titans in that game?
I'm going to go with Neil O'Donnell.
Is that your final answer?
Well, now, hang on. It might be Kerry Collins, though.
Need an answer. 2008.
2008. Let's go with Kerry Collins, I guess.
Kerry Collins is correct.
Terry was not very confident about that.
60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
Kerry Collins took over as the starter.
That's
Vince
kind of
got hurt
in
game one.
That question went.
Yeah. Kerry was the starter the whole year. Yep. Vince got hurt in game one of that season.
Jacksonville?
Yep. Jacksonville here. And then Kerry went to Cincinnati the next week and beat the Bengals, and they got off to a 10-0 start that year. All right. How about which one do you want to go next, uniform numbers or Predators playoffs 2017?
Let's go. I guess I'll go with numbers first. I think I can get that one.
What sport
All right,
do you want?
What sport? Baseball, basketball, football, or hockey?
Let's go with basketball.
Basketball. All right, give me the number for Manu Ginobili, longtime member of the San Antonio Spurs.
Manu Ginobili.
The Argentine.
Let's see. Ginobili. Parker was 9. Was it 14? 12.
You're close.
That is in? Correct.
20?
You're in the neighborhood.
Yep. 20, okay. 20. Dang it.
20. All right, Terry, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Do we have one more? Time for one more? Jules, is that right?
Yeah, real quick.
All right, Jules, let's rapid fire. Where do you want to start?
Got to go quick. Got to move.
Hey, I'll do jersey numbers.
Okay, what sport?
Hockey.
All right, long time Mr. Franchise of the Detroit Red Wings, Steve Yzerman.
Was it
Stevie Franchise?
Ooh, this is tough.
Different Stevie Franchise.
Answer.
I don't know. Was it 11?
I don't know. Was it?
Not it. Nope. 19, right?
19.
19.
Is that right? Okay.
Thank you.
Steve Yzerman.
Thank you, Jules.
Stevie Y.
All right. There we go. Good stuff.
Not to be confused with Stevie Franchise, Stevie Francis, back in the day.
No. That would be hard to get those guys mixed up, but yeah. All right, we got the participation we were looking for, so thanks for doing that. Go vote today. You've got 7 more hours. Let's vote. GameNashville.com. Have a great weekend. Be safe, smart. We want you back with us Monday morning at 10 a.m. We'll see you then.